Yeah, go ahead, Mataji.
Yes. Today's class is given by His Grace Ram Govinda Prabhuji. Today we are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, chapter 4, 7, verse 7 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Please take over the call, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Mother. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Daita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Daita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So today we are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, chapter 4, and text starting from 7. Just to refresh audience memory and also my memory, we're going to read from number 1, text 1, and then from 7 we'll start discussing. Jaya Vrindavanat Punaha Praptam Sri Gaura Sri Sanatanam Dehopada Dabans Nehat Suddham Chakre Parikshaya. The translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When Sanatana Goswami returned from Vrindavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu affectionately saved him from his determination to commit suicide. Then after testing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu purified his body. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya. All glories to Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nila chala haite rupa ghaure jabe gela Mathura haite sanatana nila chale aila. When Sri Rupa Goswami returned from Jagannath Puri to Bengal, Sanatan Goswami went from Mathura to Jagannath Puri. Jari khanda bana prathe aila ekela chaliya kobu upavas kobu charbana koriya. Sanatan Goswami walked alone on the path through the Jarikhand forest in central India. Sometimes he fasted, sometimes he would eat. Jari khande jale dose upavas hoite Gatre kandu haila rasa pare khajuyate khajuyate. Because of bad water in the Jarikhand forest, because of fasting and because of fasting. So two reasons, because of fasting and because of bad water in Jarikhand forest. Sanatan Goswami contracted a disease that made his body itches. Thus, he was afflicted with itching sores from which fluid oozed. Now, this Jarikhand forest, actually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered all the animals, trees, everyone. Nirved haila pathe karena vichara nicha jati deha mora atanta ashara. In disappointment, Sanatan Goswami considered, I am a low caste, and my body is useless for devotional service. Now, today's text 7, starting. Jagannate gele gele tar darshan na paimu prabhur darshan sada karite narimu. When I go to see Jagannath Puri, I shall not be able to see Lord Jagannath, nor shall I always be able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 8. Mandir nikate suni taro basha sthiti. Mandir nikate jaite morona hi shakti. I have heard that the residential quarter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are near the temple of Jagannath, but I shall not have the power to go near the temple. Jagannathera sevak fere karja anurodhe tarasparsha haile mor habe aparade. The servants of Lord Jagannath generally move about tending to their duties, but if they touch me, I shall be an offender. Tate jodi ei deho bhalo sthane diye dukkho shanti hoy ar sadgati paiye. Therefore, if I sacrifice this body in a good place, my unhappiness will be mitigated and I shall attain an exalted destination. Eleven. Jagannath rath jatray hoi ben bahir tar rath chakay charimo yehi sharir. During the rath jatra festival, when Lord Jagannath comes out of the temple, I shall give up this body under the wheel of his car. Mahaprabhu rage ar dekhi Jagannath rath deho charimo ei param purushart. After seeing Lord Jagannath, I shall give up my body under the wheel of the car in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This will be the highest benediction of my life. Eita nischay kari nila chali aila, loke puchi haridas tane uttarila. Having made this resolution, Sanatan Goswami went to Nilachal, where he asked directions from people and approached the residence of Haridas Thakur. হরিদাসের কৈলাতে হো চরণ বন্দন জানি হরিদাস তারে কৈলা লিঙ্গন. He offered his respects to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, who knew him and thus embraced him. 15. মহাপ্রভু দেখিতে তার উৎকণ্ঠিত মন হরিদাস কহে প্রভু আসিবেন এখন. Sanatana Goswami was very eager to see the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Haridas Thakur said, the Lord is coming here very soon. Text 16. Henokale Prabhu upalo bhog dekhiya, Haridase milite aila bhaktagan alaya. At that very moment, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after visiting the temple of Jagannath to see the offering of upala bhoga, morning refreshment, came with his other devotees to see Haridas Thakur. Prabhu dekhi duhe pare dandavata haiya, Prabhu alingila Haridasere uthaiya. Seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami immediately fell that like a rod to offer obeisances. The Lord then lifted Haridas and embraced him. Text 18. Haridas kahe sanatan kare namaskar, sanatane dekhi prabhu hoila chamatkar. Haridas Thakur said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here is Sanatan Goswami offering his obeisances. Seeing Sanatan Goswami, the Lord was greatly surprised. Sanatane alingite prabhu agu oila, pache bhage sanatan kohite lagila. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came forward to embrace him, Sanatan backed away and spoke as follows. Murena chuyo prabhu oro tumar pai eke nicha jati adham ar kondura sagai. My Lord, please do not touch me. I fell at your lotus feet. I am the lowest of men, having been born of a low caste. Beside that, I have infections. On my body. Balatkare prabhutare alingi alingan koilo pandukledo mahaprabhu sriyange lagilo. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, embraced Sanatana Goswami by force. Thus, the moisture oozing from the I Ching, source touch the transcendental body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sava bhakta gane prabhu milaila sanatane sanatan kaila savar charna bandane. The Lord introduced all the devotees to Sanatan Goswami. He offered his respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of them all. Prabhu loiya basila pindar upare bhaktagan pindar tale basila haridas sanatan. The Lord and his devotees sat on the raised platform, and below that sat Haridas Thakur and Sanatan Goswami. Kushal Varta Mahaprabhu Puchen Sanatane Tehokahen Parama Mangula Dekhino Charane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Sanatan about news of his well-being. Sanatan replied, "Everything is auspicious because I have seen your lotus feet." I think I'm going to go up to 41 where it is a break of this. This is a sequence verse. Those who are not familiar, just to let you know, this is a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conversation with Sanatan Goswami Pad, but actually this part, the beginning part, it's all about Rasa Tattva, about Sanatan Goswami Pad's brother. And then will come Murari Gupta and the glories of holy name. And that's how this chapter growing slowly. So we'll talk about Anupam, the Sanatan Goswami Pad's brother, in a few slokas. That was the main topics here. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Sanatan about news of his well-being. Sanatan replied, "Everything is auspicious because I have seen you, lotus feet." 25. Mathurar Vaishnav Saber Kusal Puchila Savar Kusal Sanatana Janaila. When the Lord asked about all the Vaishnavas at Mathura, Sanatan Goswami informed him of their good health and fortune. 26. Prabhu kahe iha rupa chilo dasmas, iha hoite gore gela hoilo din adas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Sanatan Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami was here for 10 months. He left for Bengal just 10 days ago. 27. Tumar bhai Anupamer hoila ganga prapti, bhalo chilo raghunate dhirotar bhakti. Your brother Anupam is now dead. He was a very good devotee who had firm conviction in Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra Prabhupada. Text 28. Sanatan kahe niche vamse moro janma adharma nai jato amar kulo dharma. Sanatan Goswami said, "I was born in a low family, for my family commits all kinds of irreligious acts that violate the spiritual injunction." 29. Hena bangsa grina chari koila angikar tumar kripai bangse mangalo amar. My Lord, without hatred for my family, you have accepted me as your servant. Only by your mercy is there good fortune in my family. So we see that extreme example of humility visible in Sanatan Goswami Pad's upon having darshan with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sei Anupam bhai shishukal hoyete Raghunath upasana kare dhirya chitte. From the very beginning of his childhood, my younger brother Anupam was a great devotee of Raghunath, Lord Ramchandra, and he worshipped him with great determination. Ratri dine Raghunate naam ardhen Ramayan nirabodhi sune kore gan. He always chanted the holy name of Raghunath and meditated upon him. He continuously heard about the activities of Lord from the Ramayan and chanted about them. Ami ar rupa tar jeshta sahodar ama doha sange teho rahe nirantar. Rupa and I were his elder brothers. He stayed with us continuously. Ama sava sange Krishna katha bhagavata sune tahar parikha koilu ami dui jane. He heard Srimad Bhagavatam and talks about Lord Krishna with us, and both of us examined him. This is a key point. Examine him. Sunaha Ballava Krishna Paramasa Madhur Sundarja Madhurja Prema Vilasa Prachur. Dear Ballava, we say, please hear from us. Lord Krishna is supremely attractive. His beauty, sweetness, pastimes of love are without limit. Now you probably noticed that there is a switch of the names. His name was Ballava from childhood, but then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually initiated all of them, all three of them. And his name is Anupam, after Mahaprabhu initiated. Dabir Khas, Sakar Mallik to Sakar Mallik to Sanatan Goswami, Dabir Khas to Rupa Goswami, and Ballava to Anupam. Dear Ballava, we say, please hear from us. Lord Krishna is supremely attractive. His beauty, sweetness, and pastimes of love are without limit. Krishna bhajana kara tumi amadohar sange tino bhai ekatra karimu Krishna katharange. Engage yourself in devotional service to Krishna with the two of us. We three brothers shall stay together and enjoy discussing the pastimes of Lord Krishna. 36. Ei mato barabar kohi dui jan amadohar gaurabe kichu phire gelo man. In this way, we spoke to him again and again. Because of his persuasion and his respect for us, his mind turned somewhat towards our instruction. Now, what Anupam Prabhu is going through, sometime in our life, we go through same thing, not exactly same way, but different way. And we will have that pressure from within that we need to progress. At the same time, we cannot relate. And then there is the conflict of interest. And the conflict of interest, we'll see. You can come and sit if you want. Tuma duharagami kemane longimu dikkhamanto deho Krishna bhajana korimu. In this way, we spoke to him again and again. Because of this persuasion, his respect for us, his mind turned somewhat towards our instruction. Ballava replied, my dear brothers, how can I disobey your orders? Initiate me into Krishna mantra so that I may perform devotional service to Lord Krishna. Eto kohi ratri kale korena chintan kemone charimu raghunathero charan. After saying this at night, he began to think, how shall I give up the lotus feet of Lord Raghunath or Ramchandra? Some of our friends, I remember in San Diego, used to tell me, one family from Karnataka, said they, he grew up with so much attachment to Ganeshji and accepting Guru in Ishkan's tradition. The Ganeshji worship was not so much recommended. It's there in the Nectar Devotion mentioned by the Prabhu Sangha. And also we have a lot of, in Ayodhya we have a temple. There's a lot of devotees feel very attraction to Lord Ramachandra. Lot of devotees in Ishkan are attracted to Nisingadev, I know, for whatever the reason is. But there is a difference between sentimental without spiritual conclusion and versus like a different time of our life, how we get attracted to Nisingadev when we need some protection or some kind of fearless situation we want, so we adore. But deep down when we hear, like even Buddha, one devotee kept a Buddha statue in his altar, and I told him that Buddha statue, it's good, we must respect him, but we don't take his teachings. So something like that. This we'll discuss a little bit. Eto kohi ratri kale kare na chintan kemane charimu raghunatero charan. সবরাত্রি ক্রন্দন করি কইল জাগরণ, প্রাতকালে আমা দোহাই কইল নিবেদন। He stayed up all night and cried. In the morning, he came to us and submitted the following plea. This is Sanatana Goswami Pad submitting the whole pastimes of Anupam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu already met Rupa, news from Rupa Goswami that his brother Anupam passed away. Raghunathir Pada Padme Bechi Acho Matha Karite Na Paro Matha Pai Boro Betha. I have sold my head at the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra. I cannot take it away. That would be too painful for me. Kripa kori more agga deho duhi jan, janme janme sebo Raghunathir charan. The two of you, please be merciful to me and order me in such a way that life after life I may serve the lotus feet of Lord Raghunath. রঘুনাথের পাদ পদ্ম ছাড়ানো না যায়, ছাড়িবার মন হইলে প্রাণ ফাটি যায়। ইট ইজ ইম্পসিবল ফর মি টু গিভ আপ দ্য লোটাস ফিট অফ লর্ড রঘুনাথ। ওয়েন আই ইভেন থিঙ্ক অফ গিভিং দেম আপ মাই হার্ট ব্রেকস। আমি তবে আমি দুহে তার আলিঙ্গন কইল, সাধু কৃত ধীর ভক্তি তোমায় কহি প্রশংসিল। আপন হিয়ারিং দিস, we each embraced him and encouraged him by saying, you are a great saintly devotee, for your determination in devotional service is fixed. In this way we praised him. Je bangshe upore tumar hai kripales sakal mangal tahe khande savakles. Now Sanatan Goswami Pad is presenting this story. Now he is appealing his own feeling. My dear Lord, the family upon which you bestow even a little mercy is always fortunate, for such mercy makes all miseries disappear. Gosai kahen ei mat murari gupta purbe ami porikilu tar ei rito. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said there was a similar incident concerning Murari Gupta. Formerly I examined him and his determination was similar. So I'll end here, because this is where Mahaprabhu grasped the Anupam story and he gave his conclusion. So how to understand in relation to our life also, with our feeling in during our sadhana and where we are heading, whether it is proper or improper or need adjustment. Does sadhu sangha changes our feeling of who we love the most, who is object of our love? Is our rasa, is our relationship with the object of our love is fixed, predetermined, or we are actually creating and approaching to particular object of love, particular form of God that we want to worship? Or is it already predetermined? Or is it like a maybe, maybe not, both? Okay, the three options is there. So first I'll take the blessing of Sri Srila Prabhupada and then we'll discuss. Vande ham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha শ্রীরূপাম সাগ্রজাতাম সহগনা রঘুনাথান্বিতম তম সজীবম সাদ্বৈতম সাবধূতম পরিজনা সহিতম কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দেবম শ্রীরাধা কৃষ্ণ পাদান সহগনা ললিতা শ্রীবিশাখান্বিতাংশ্চ নমো বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণ পৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামিনীতি নামিনে নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পাশ্চাত্য দেশ তারিণে পঞ্চাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপা সিন্ধুভ্যৈব চ পতিতানাম পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त बिंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण. So first of all, I want to make a little comment on the Sanatana Goswami's approach to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It seems like he's talking so much about himself, his fallen condition, his coming down from a low class family, he served a meat eater, beef eater master, which is all true, Husain Shah. In Bhagavad Gita, 13 chapter, text 8, very nicely explained that self pity is not humility. There is a fine line. Because sometimes I can talk about myself, oh, I am fallen, I am so low, I am bad, I have no energy, I don't chant, I am not good, and go on and on and on. I'm not talking about Krishna or humility. I'm talking about me. Self-centeredness. Now, how do we differentiate with Sanatana Goswami path? We are saying it's such a wonderful example of humility. So what is humility? Well, Lord Krishna says that this is required to serve with. This is like a base, foundation, that where Bhakti Lata can grow. If you remember, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the analogy to Rupa Goswami Pada, this devotional principle, devotional initiation, Guru gives Bhakti Lata beach. The seed of Bhakti Lata. Why not Bhakti? Why Bhakti Lata? Because Lata means the creeper. Bhakti is devotion that is favorable, with favorable attitude, pleasing Krishna, which is devoid of bad intention or self interest like this. So then in Bhagavad Gita it says amanittam adambittam ahimsa skantir arjavam. So what is that? Prabhupada gave a very nice conclusion that what is humility? Because humility is a pathway to Krishna, not the pathway or password to some position in the movement or in the temple or some power structure. Generally, even in the Varna ashram, we see when sannyasi comes, you know, people bow down. When grihastha, advanced devotee come, naturally, generally we don't. We're supposed to respect to all the living being, or at least the devotees. Amongst the devotees, those who are advanced, those who have taken sannyas or some senior guru and those who have proven that they have a spiritual potency. But nonetheless, we should respect all, but at least to those senior devotees. So from that point, if we check that what is self-pity? Let's discuss for 1 minute or a few minutes. Could pride be ultimate sin? That question we can start with. could pride be the ultimate sin? After all, what turned the great archangel, you know, even in Christianity, they say the Lucifer, the angel Lucifer, turned into Satan, or they call devil. And now they say that the devil has a war with God, or God is in war with devil. Vice versa, they go. Was it not a sense of self-importance, vanity, that he knew things God did not? Or at least that's how Hiranyakashipu also challenged this to Prahlad Maharaj. To Prahlad Maharaj, there was no separate agenda Hiranyakashipu had. He saw it's a wrong agenda he had. Prahlad Maharaj did not see Hiranyakashipu had a separate existence, separate agenda from God. Prahlad Maharaj saw he took shelter of Maya. That's why he is acting that way. But Hiranyakashipu saw actually opposite. He saw himself exist separately from God. And he wants to be in that post of God. So it's an interesting view. Now, what that leads to, then it led to all other sin. Like Prabhupada says, the most important beginning sin that we gave up the service to Krishna. Generally, you know, even one time mentioned that Christians should not fight against self-pity. Any false form of self-abasement. We should not let humility become an excuse to do nothing or to think God does not care about our troubles. Sympathetic sorrow for one suffering, distress, or unhappy. Self-pity. Pity for oneself. Self-indulgent dwelling on one's own sorrows or misfortune. Like in New Vrindavan, one devotee was telling Prabhupada, you probably heard this million times, and it's a very interesting point. He says, Prabhupada, I am the most fallen. And he went on a few sentences. Prabhupada said, you are not most of anything. Why Prabhupada deny like this? Then later on in the discussion we heard, because when we think of so much importance, me, I am the fallen, I am this, I am that, I am, even though it's talking, but I am in the center instead of Krishna in the center. So that has to be an important factor. Come and sit. Okay. Perhaps the greatest danger of self-pity is the sense of self-immobilization it causes. We give up and we don't do things that could actually help us in our situation out of sense of weakness. And thus it can become a vicious circle, I would say. By doing nothing, we become that much weaker and therefore feel that much worse about ourselves. Social initiative example, we fear rejection. So we pull back, isn't it? Giving ourselves that much more of a reason to feel sorry about ourselves. If there was no COVID-19, I could go to temple and chant. Now COVID-19, I cannot go. Oh, if there was no COVID-19, then I could go to India and spend some time in holy places or spend some time with that Maharaja's seminar or this, that is going on. Like there is always some kind of an excuse. The history never actually tolerate or accept. In Sanatana Goswami's case, he was proving that don't wait to feel better to do something. Instead, force yourself to do something. Then you will feel better. What does that mean? He was actually forcing himself what he was feeling, experiencing that he got due to fasting and water of Jarikan forest. He got this kundu rasa, that a sickness, skin disease, that he felt it is due to his karma. But he is a 100% surrender soul. Even though he's eternal associate, but he's acting as a sadhaka also for us to learn. He is completely surrender soul. Surrender soul means his body, his mind, everything belongs to Krishna, whoever he surrendered, that guru. So he has no right to think anything but that. But then when challenge comes, the mind disturb or circumstances, some problem, then what generally we do and what Sanatan Goswami did, we can learn from it. Self-pity, as I mentioned in the beginning, is self-centered. This is the key point. Self-pity is the self-centered. That's why Prabhupada told him, no, you are not most of anything. Give Krishna in the center, not you. So it makes us wallow in thoughts about our problem, our inadequacy, essentially ourself. We tend to succumb to self-pity when we feel that life has dealt unfairly with us, or what we are forced to face challenges we are unequipped to tackle. Now, devotional humility helps us to fix our focus on Krishna, knowing that Krishna is bigger than our biggest problem. What about big problem we have, but Krishna is much bigger than our biggest problem. So in contrast, humility frees us from self-centeredness. So humility, self-pity is not a humility in the beginning, as I mentioned, in that sense that when we approach Krishna with that understanding, though humility is often stereotype as thinking lowly feeling, you know, about oneself, it actually centers on thinking less about oneself. So that's, it enables us to take our thoughts off ourselves and fix them on something bigger. In devotional life, in devotional context, humility helps us accept that we are not all powerful like Krishna, as Krishna is. By seizing this acceptance, humility actually eases our meditation on Him who is biggest in reality. Now, there is a consequence. Self-pity is disempowering. I mean, in my own life, I experienced that. Self-pity is disempowering. As long as we indulge in feeling sorry for ourselves, we cannot seek constructive solution. Even we notice, like, if our friend did not notice me, did not welcome me in the temple or in social gathering or somewhere, we feel disheartening. And we may, you know, give ourselves more importance. And worse still, the more we dwell morosely on our pitiable situation, the more our problem seems to grow. The more our capacity to solve them seems to dwindle. So the resulting aggravated sense of helplessness saps our energy and may degenerate into chronic depression, even suicidal urges. A couple brahmachari told me once, I can't say the name temple, because they're all nice devotees, that how they have a conflict amongst themselves in the brahmachari ashram, and it grow to a point that one left that place, went to another temple, cannot leave anymore. Actually, humility is empowering. In contrast, we can see. It enables us to shift our focus from ourselves to the work at hand, thereby providing a constructive channel for our energy. And devotional humility helps us to fix our focus on Krishna, knowing that he's bigger, much bigger than our biggest problem, that he, out of his love for us, will empower us with intelligence to overcome any problem. Such contemplation boosts our confidence and we march boldly through life challenges, no matter how the big problem it is. So we should remember that always, that doesn't matter how much we feel lonely or our problem is, but Krishna is much bigger than our problem. And also Krishna is most lovable. Krishna is the most kind. So it doesn't matter whatever we go through, if we turn around. Now, with that note, if you look at all the song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, some are very pitiful songs. Amara durjana sada paperato, amara jivana sada paperato, nahiko punneralash. It looks like it's talking about my life is horrible, sinful. But what is focusing, Bhaktivinoda Thakur focusing, is approaching Krishna. Look at my situation, is so horrible. Then Krishna will actually purify immediately. So our self-pity will be like, if it is not ultimately bringing me close to Krishna, then it is not favorable. We have to voluntarily give up. But if the self-pity brings us close to Krishna, and it is actually approaching Krishna, then we will progress in spiritual life. That is fact. So this is the bottom line. On Sanatana Goswami Pad, he is speaking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually delivered him, his brother, two brothers, and he is being grateful. Sanatana Goswami Pad is being grateful to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that how Mahaprabhu is so merciful to all of us. Each of us can do also like that. We are not born as I don't know about everyone, but I was not born as a devotee. It is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that brought me to the movement. And if we can be grateful to that devotional attitude, then our progress will grow very quick. And this is needed. This is needed. Here is another point that Anupam, who is Ram Bhakta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to establish Krishna Bhakti. Did he come to establish also Ram Bhakti? How come he initiated Anupam knowing that he's a Ram Bhakta? Is a Ram is as same as Krishna? Or Ram is another personality? So there is a few verses explains, even the simple verse that we sing, that the Srila Prabhupada's teaching that we Gaudiya, how we should see the incarnation. We should see the incarnation as Krishna who incarnated. If you look at it, pralaya payadi jale, ita banasi vedam, vihita bahitra charitra makhedam. Kesava drita mina sarira jaya jagadisha hare. This Jayadev Goswami's song, that Kesava drita mina sarira, Kesava drita rama sarira, Kesava drita varaha sarira, like this. It is Krishna, Kesava. Kesava has a few meaning. Kesava means Ka Isha. Ka means Brahma. Isha means Shiva, the controller of this creation, material creation. He is the Lord of Brahma and Shiva. It's also Kesava in Tattik Vichar, in Tattavata Vichar. But in Rasagata Vichar, Lilagata Vichar is different. That who is charmed, so enamored by the beautiful hair of Srimati Radharani that he loves to comb Radha's hair. Also, whose hair is so attractive, Krishna's hair. So many meanings, Lilagata Vichar, Rasagata Vichar, Tattvagata Vichar. But that Keshava who assumed the form of fish incarnation, Mina Sarira, Mina means fish. Krishna who assumed the form of Nrisingadev. So when we go to Nrisingadev, we don't say, oh Nrisingadev, you are my protector, I am a Krishna Bhakta. No, no. We say, oh Krishna, you have appeared in the form of Nrisingadev. Please protect me. We see Krishna. This is our vision. Jayadev Goswami, Prabhupada emphasized those songs. Ramadi Murti Shukalani Amenatistan. In the same Brahma Sangita, Brahmaji is establishing Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The Govinda who has unlimited incarnation. He is the original candle that all other incarnation also illuminating the same potency. But origin candle is not Ram, is not anyone, it's Krishna. This is a proper view. With Venkata Bhatta, Mahaprabhu had this same conflict. Mahaprabhu is the best teacher. He did not start beginning the conflict in the beginning of his residence in Venkata Bhatta. When you go to somebody's house, even if you see something wrong, because you have trained eyes to see properly, do not find the fault in the beginning. Make a friendship, make a harmonious. Mahaprabhu taught this in Venkata Bhatta's teaching. Then when you get their affection, then you can slowly, slowly take advantage of the affection and slowly, slowly purify their heart. Otherwise, it will be a mistake. I remember, I won't say the name, I brought this couple devotee and one sannyasi. He saw him, he immediately says, okay, no more children. You have four children, no more children. Now more bhajan. So I immediately intervened, I remember. I said, Maharaj, why you're saying this? He doesn't have a son, he wants a son. He has a four daughter. It's not like anything less. Daughters are wonderful. But he wants also a son. He has a desire. Oh, okay, well, I said, it's better. Later on, I spoke to Maharaj. I said, it's better just this kind of blessing should not be. You are senior to me. I'm not a sannyasi, you are a sannyasi. But it's better to have an affection. And if they ask, then you give what they need. It's no need. They're not asking your blessing not to have children anymore. So it's, we should be very thoughtful. Prabhupada was very genius. When a disciple wrote a letter, oh, I got a child, and it's a girl, and Prabhupada immediately write, that will be wonderful that she will catch a lot of young men and make them devotee. This way, our movement will grow. She can bring more boys to the movement. So it was very nice. Prabhupada, every situation, Prabhupada knew how to inspire them and keep growing in spiritual path. So in Anupam's case, what is our conclusion? In a shorter version, how to understand what is proper, Rupa Sanatan started to teach him that he should practice worshipping Krishna. But then as we read, that whole night he was crying. And every time he think of Radha Krishna, immediately Sitaram appears. And he could not stop crying and he felt horrible to give up that service to Sitaram. So then in the morning when he came and paid obeisances to Rupa Sanatan, and they were, now he's expressing this to Lord Chaitanya, that he said to Anupam, we were just examining and testing you. Your devotion, your loyalty to Lord Ram is great, but we need to see. So we tested you and you graduated. You have established that every soul has a particular relationship with a object of love, a manifestation of Krishna, and that is firmly fixed. It will never be changed. And Mahaprabhu even glorified with Hanuman, Hanuman with Murari Gupta. That glory to that God who never gives up his affectionate devotee, never gives up that relationship, always reestablished. Even one time Hanumanji was coming to Dwarka, and when the news came, then Lord Krishna asked Rukmini first, that can you take the form of Sita? And immediately she could not, but somehow or other, that because Ram and Sita and Hanumanji is coming from Treta Yuga form, giant form. Dwapar Yuga is shorter and Kali Yuga is more shorter. You know, every millennium the body becomes shorter. So when Hanumanji is coming, so immediately Lord Krishna took the form of Ram and Satyamana took the form of Sita Devi. And Rukmini was there. See, her form was small, like a little statue or something. And when Hanumanji came, he was very happy. And on the way, somebody was trying to stop him, because the form he's taking is not visible to this Dwapar Yuga people like this. So, but anyway, someone was stopping. He took that person and put it like a ring on the finger. So it was a wonderful pastime that when Hanumanji paid obeisances and Lord Ram was overwhelmed with his tears and embraced and was very affectionate to him. And Lord Ram noticed that Hanumanji has a few things. Hanumanji says, Lord Ram says, Hanumanji, what is on your hand? He says, oh, it's a doll. But it was actually Rukmini. He says, no, just put it there. It's mine. It's actually a person. But she didn't change. Oh, I see you have a new ring. See how much intimately they are in love. That Lord Ram see every part of Hanumanji's body, if there is something new change or anything. And Hanumanji also noticed if there is any change. He said, oh, you have a new ring. You never had a ring. So it's not a ring, Prabhu. It is, I was trying to approach your abode, but somehow or other this creature was trying to stop me. So I just took him and keep him here until I leave, and then I'll let him release. That was Garuda. Garuda was compared to Hanumanji's form, was so small, it just made him leave. And then even Sudarshan Chakra, I could not approach. The relationship with the Lord is so beautiful, so nice. And this was established. In Venkata Bhatta's case, is not same. Because Venkata Bhatta, actually they are a devotee of Radha Krishna, Bodhiji. So they are understanding. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, Tunga Vidya, one of the eight Sakis, even though he was initiated in Ramana Sampradaya, he says, Banchitasmi, 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 three times he said, I'm deprived. That how can I ever lose that connection? Mahaprabhu was born in Navadiya, I should have been there. And I was initiated in the Ramana Sampradaya where Lakshminarayan worship is the highest. So they concluded by quoting this verse, Siddhantastu abhedopi svisho krishna sarupaya rasana utkrishyate esha krishna rupam rasasthiti. As I'm going to paraphrase what Prabhupada translated. It's in Madhulila chapter 9 Siddhantastu abhedopi, abhed. As per transcendental realization, there is no difference between Ram, Krishna, Nishingadev, or any incarnation or manifestation. If someone sees the difference, it will be on offense. Be very careful. Do not ever create offense. But at the same time, Roshana Utkrishyate. But when you think of transcendental mellow, proper translate, that Krishna, Asha Krishna Rupam Roshastiti, Krishna's form supersedes all other forms. By his beauty, by his charismatic, by his, like a, when Ravan's sister Suponaka, she may be coming from a demon family, but it is natural for a woman when she has no husband and such an attractive person like Ram, it is natural for her to be attracted. It's nothing wrong. Even Radharani, Srimati Radharani established that point. Uddhava was witnessing in Bhagavatam 10th Canto 46, 47 chapter in 10th Canto is explained. The hint, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur emphasized this, that Radharani is asking, what was her fault? There was not her, nothing wrong. Krishna is so handsome in a form of Ram, and naturally Ravana's sister, she's seeing Ram's beauty. Wow, I want him to be my husband. It's nothing wrong, it's a natural. And as a Kshatriya, Ram could solve that problem. But no, he took a vow, ekaputni vrata. So he deprived her. He deprived Sarna Sita. Every time he would do jagna, he had to have a Sita, but he banished Sita in Valmiki ashram. So they made a golden Sita. Then when he married Sita Devi in Janakpuri, all the Sita Devi's friends, they were so attracted to Ram, but he didn't take either. So many examples in Lord Ramchandra's life that he could not. But Krishna is a personality. He will accept anybody. Of course, you have to be qualified. Come and join in with him in relationship. He is the only personality. Prabhupada gave a little logic that when Parashuram met Ram, he had a conflict interest. Two God, same religion, same origin, two God had a conflict, who is superior. So he challenged. But when he met Krishna, he bowed down. Parashuram bowed down to Krishna. So Prabhupada make a little, like a funny choice, like how Krishna's supremacy. We are not fanatically saying Krishna's supremacy. It is proven through his lila, through his rasa, through his tattagata vichar. Even Balaram, for 1 year, could not know that Krishna expanded as a teenager calf and all the children, all the boys in Vrindavan. After 1 year, why? Because Krishna desired. Krishna's desire, Ichcha Shakti Pradhan, Krishna Ichcha Sarvakarta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quote this verse, that by the desire, Krishna is the superior of all incarnation, even higher than Balaram, higher than anybody, Narayan or anyone. So Tattvagata Vichar Krishna is higher, Lilagata Vichar Krishna is higher, and Rasagata Vichar Krishna is also higher. As per the transcendental mellow, nothing is equal to, no incarnation can exist. But at the same time, we have to be careful, they are manifestation of Krishna, so we respect them, and we do not address them individually, separately from Krishna. We say, oh Krishna, you have appeared as a Buddha to establish a ism that diverts them from non-violence activity or Brahmana's advantage of slaughtering animals. So like that, there's a purpose. But we respect Buddha in that relation. We respect Ram in that relation. That in our day-to-day life, we sometimes came to a point where we want a perfect, harmonious family life and the society life where nobody steals, nobody lies, nobody kidnaps, nothing bad. It's all good. Nobody dies. Nobody dies. Everybody's happy. Everybody has a wonderful time with God. That is Ram. Okay, if that is what you want. But Ram cannot accommodate immoral, moral, unethical, ethical, all these things harmonious, only Krishna. There's a famous verse Jiva Goswami Pad quotes. Vridha dharman tasmin hi chitram. All opposite contradictory characteristics simultaneously exist in Krishna harmoniously. He is the ultimate possessor of all wealth and he is the number one gangster of thief. He likes to steal. Why he would like to steal when he has everything? This opposite character but exists with him. He is self-satisfied. He doesn't need anything. Yet he is begging for love. He is after his devotees. He is after gopis. He is after Radharani all the time. Prabhupada even says, when the name came, Radha Partha Sarathi, he said, Radharani with Krishna Arjuna's in battlefield, how is this? Prabhupada said to what is that sannyasi's name in Bombay? He says, you think Akshayananda Swami. He said, you think there is even a moment time that Krishna does not think of Radharani? So then Maharaj says, Akshayananda Maharaj says, in the battlefield, Prabhupada said, Krishna is 24 hours always absorbed in Radharani. So our Acharya Prabhupada, headed by Prabhupada, gives the very clear understanding. So with that note, I will end here because the subject matter is very, we can go on for a long time. How to understand our relationship with the Lord is predetermined or not determined. I'll end here. It's 12 o'clock. If any question, comments, reflection. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much. That's so nice, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Is there any question or comment for Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Thank Krishna. You so much. Yes, always really wonderful to hear from you. There are a couple of questions. One is that, you know, when it comes to this distinction that we make about worshiping Krishna versus worshiping Lord Ram, I can never find which verse it is in the Gita where in the purport, Prabhupada says that we should also not even worship Lord Ram. I don't know if that sounds familiar to you, but
yes, this is
okay. Great. Would you happen to remember around which verse or at least which chapter that's in?
It's 18th chapter. 18th chapter. If you have the Bhagavad Gita with you?
Oh, not at the moment, but I can look. I'll look all through the, is it the first half of the 18 or the second half?
No, it's, I think it's 60, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta, 65.
Okay, so can you just elaborate or explain to me this concept?
Let me, just one second. That verse, I have the Bhagavad Gita here, and okay. I'll read it to you what Prabhupada says about it.
Okay.
18th chapter, 1865, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta Mad Jaji Mam Namaskuru, Mame Vashyasi Shattam Te Pratijani Priyasime. So this is in the purport, Prabhupada writes.
Mm-hmm.
These words stress that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna. The very form with two hands carrying a flute, the bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feather in his hair. There are descriptions of Krishna found in Brahma Sangita and other literature. One should fix his mind on the original form of Godhead, Krishna. One should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord. The Lord has multi forms as Vishnu, Narayan, Lord Ramachandra, Varaha, etc. But a devotee should concentrate his form on the form that was present before Arjuna, Krishna. Concentrate of the mind on the form of Krishna constitute the most confidential part of knowledge. This is disclosed to Arjuna because Arjuna is most dear friend of Krishna.
Okay, I'm so happy that finally you helped me find this verse. Oh my God, so many people, they don't know where it is. So my question is, you know, I feel like we get kind of equivocal instructions about this matter. You know, that's like even in this class, we were hearing about Anupam's experience, Maharaj Gupta. You know, you asked the question yourself, why did Lord Chaitanya initiate Anupam when he knew that he was a Ram Bhakta? So, you know, but at the same time, he, you know, there seems to be support for it. Other times, there doesn't. We see the Lord Ram in our ISKCON temple. So, I'm confused.
Okay. I'm sorry, I don't mean to confuse you. But
no, I was already confused.
No, I understand. But let's see what Prabhupada mentioned. That Krishna is, first of all, there is a three way we can check all these things in spiritual life. Tattvagata vichar means consideration of the truth. Lilagata vichar means consideration of displaying the pastimes. Rasagata vichar means consideration of the happiness experienced by different devotees. From a neutral point, not from when you are in a, like for example, Hanumanji is a Ram Bhakta, he doesn't want to come to Vrindavan. So even Krishna sent a message one time to Guru, tell Hanumanji to come see me in Vrindavan. So Hanumanji sent a news to Guru, so I'm just getting old and I'm not feeling well, I just don't feel like to go. Is it possible Hanumanji will ever answer like this? Yes and no. Hanumanji is such a dedicated soul, he will not only, by the time finish the sentence, he will jump to that service. But Hanumanji is hesitating here because he is knowing. So Narad Muni interviewed, why Hanumanji is acting like this? He said, oh, I heard there is a lady who twists the ear of my the Lord, who shows the stick, and my Lord is afraid of her. I cannot watch those. It's impossible. I don't know what will happen to me. I better not see and go. So he's aware of Krishna form and Krishna's devotee's relationship. But his own mood. We have to understand there is a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says, Jar jai ras se sarvatama tatastha haiya vicharele achetaratamma. Whatever rasa, whatever relationship you have with your Lord, and when it is maturing and established permanently, staibhav, that time, that rasa is higher than any other rasa, period. It will never change. Mother Yashoda will never grasp it that Radharani is serving Krishna higher than her. She will never accept that. She can hear. She even challenged sometime that Radha has some power over her son. She will never think like, I want to be a lover of Krishna in a paramount way. No. Similarly, Radharani will never think to become a mother. Subal will never think, Sridham will never think, I want to be his father. No, everybody's Rasa is perfect. From what point, when you have no involvement or participation in any pastimes, you are neutral, like a judge. From a judge angle, you can see actually all the Rasa are there and there is a superiority or inferiority. But from the Tatastha means marginal or from the neutral point. But if you are participating in a particular Rasa eternally with him, you will never see any other Rasa is important to you. This is highest. Mahaprabhu is doing this. Why? Mahaprabhu is trying to establish that all the Vaishnavas, including Hanuman, Murari Gupta, Anupam, they should know that who is Krishna, what is Krishna's position. And Hanumanji actually declared, there is a beautiful verse in Chaitanya Bhagavat also, in the beautiful commentary given. Srinate janaki nate ubhayastu paramatmane tathapi sarvasya mama rama kamala lochana. That I know there is a, my Lord has a many form. Srinate, Sri means Lakshmi Devi, Nath means Narayan. There is a Lakshmi Narayan, there is a Radha Krishna, there is so many manifestations. But Ram is my Ram. What can I say? I cannot think anybody else. My Ram is only Ram. This possessiveness, what most valuable to each devotee to serve their object of love with. If that possessiveness is not there, mamata is not there, then aham, origin purified aham, that I am a servant or I am a lover or I am a mother, or I am a father or friend or son, that thing will not be released. So relationship, what causes relishment? And so both go side by side. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bankar Bhatta's case, he wanted to establish that point. With Hanumanji, with Murari Gupta, he established very clearly that yes, Krishna is the origin of Ram, but Ram Bhakta should know it, but at the same time, they are completely fixed in their devotion and is nothing wrong. But the biggest contribution of Mahaprabhu is that all these incarnations, Gorura also came as a Gorura Pandit. All the incarnation came and participated in Radha Krishna's Leela through Mahaprabhu. Murari Gupta was there in Shivas Thakur's house every night to relish Radha Krishna's pastime. But Murari Gupta was Hanuman. He knew. And Mahaprabhu knew, everybody knew. But still, they have entrance to Radha Krishna's pastime because that's the greatness of Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, those who are practicing in this path, we can have two places. So be prepared. When you leave this world, if you have attraction to be with Radha Krishna, you can. Also, you will be in Navadvipa, Mahaprabhu and his Panchakar. So it's wonderful. So it's not a conflict, but we have to know the truth. Just like Hanumanji, he knows that there is Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, but my Ram is my Ram. What can I say? I cannot think anybody else. So we should know the truth. But as far as our Sthayi Bhav is fixed, it's fixed. It will never change. It's wonderful. Because in our original Swarup, we don't want anybody except that personality. And that is highest. So that test has to be there. How do we know? So because of those tests, it's wonderful. I hope okay, that helps so, you.
But I still need to continue. Okay. In the class, still concerning this subject, you posed the question, is there a difference between the various incarnations or expansions, I should say, of Krishna and Krishna?
So on the one hand, we know that all the extensions are actually just one entity, just different aspects or manifestations of that same original Krishna. But on the other hand, I think the answer is also no, which is why, you know, Prabhupada extolled us to not worship any other form but the Krishna form. So, I mean, is the answer yes, they are different? I mean, we know it's not, you know, it's one entity. So that's not the question, but I'm not sure how to answer.
Let me give you little hints. If you, whoever comes to this Krishna consciousness movement, they will get their ultimate object of love. They will fulfill their spiritual journey. But if I practice in a society of a Vaishnavas where Radha Krishna are not worshipped and I am actually a follower of Radha Krishna, I'll be disappointed. Gop Kumar is the proof of that. That he traveled, he literally face to face, he met the Lord in a Lord Narayan, a different form of the Lord. He went through everyone. Almost impossible to completely 100% satisfaction. The testing machine is within you. Testing machine is within you, so there's no harm. As long we, even if I am a Ram Bhakta, and if I am in Krishna consciousness, then I'll get 100% of Ram Bhakti, no problem. But if I am Krishna I am in a society where they worship only Lakshmi Narayan, but I'm a Krishna Bhakta, I'll be taking another tour. I have to come back to the another tour where Krishna Bhakti is illuminated or magnified. Another example also you can read in Madhulila chapter 17.173. I remember that one was very nice. Krishna prema taha jaha tahar sambandha taha bina e premer kahi nahi gandha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, when one has a relationship with Madhavendra Puri and this parampara, without him, even a scent, Prabhupada translate like this, I remember that translation, even a scent, like a tiny of each transcendental ecstatic love is impossible. In other words, all the Vaishnava society of the whole creation right now should join in ISKCON Krishna consciousness for their own benefit. Because we don't know exactly who is our object of worship, which form of Krishna.
Yeah.
So we better take a shelter of a society where all the form automatically will be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Because within Krishna, all the forms exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Krishna actually exhibited them. But within other manifestation, all the form are not revealed.
Mm-hmm.
So for our own interest, we should invite everybody to join Krishna consciousness now. Whatever Vaishnava society they are. And actually Prabhupada made it. Prabhupada did not want even other groups of Gaudiya or everybody. They should all join in one group. This way the world will be completely flooded with Krishna consciousness and everybody will get their ultimate goal easily just by chanting Hare Krishna with a proper purification.
Yes. And so just by chanting Hare Krishna, your natural, let me call it Ishtadev, right, will surface within your psyche, right?
Yes.
It's not that you have to do anything. It's just by chanting Hare Krishna, it will naturally surface.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Just to
add with that, because I want everybody to remember a few common things. Bhakti, rasa, or Krishna consciousness is a taste. Krishna consciousness is a taste, is the function of Krishna Bhakti. When it becomes absolutely pure. This we have to remember always. The attachment to Krishna, about which we hear from Bhagavatam and classes, Srila Prabhupada called this Sthayi Bhav. Sthayi Bhav means it is fixed. But it is not possible just to grasp it just by hearing. It is possible by advancing slowly, slowly, hearing, chanting, and as we progress, it will be revealed slowly, slowly. It is not possible just by hearing and I got it. No, it is not possible. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave a warning that if we understand that in this world, first of all, Prabhupada's significance in Nectar of Devotion more than any other acharya, I found Prabhupada that how he intervened actually where we are in our material life and how this Krishna consciousness is relevant. Even I read Jiva Goswami Pad's book, but I could not grasp it, how it is relevant to me where we are. They have given truth. So what is the ultimate object? And Prabhupada also gave. There is no difference. But what Prabhupada did, very interesting, in the preface and introduction, these two chapter is not in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu fully. Introduction maybe the Anna Vilasita Shunyam verse is there, but Prabhupada gave a more relevant how it is in our day-to-day life. So he goes like this, and you can read in preface, he said that the basic principle of living condition is that we have generate propensity to love someone. No one can live, Prabhupada said like this. I'll never forget those sentences. No one can live without loving someone else. Prabhupada write like this. He gives the clue. And he goes on that in the primary stage, a child loves his parents. As he grows bigger, he sees his brother, sister. I'm paraphrasing what I remember. And he daily grows up, he begins to love his family, his society, his community, country, nation. I'm American or I'm Indian, whatever. You know, we go on and actually everybody expressed that love. I love this country. I love this man. I love this house. I love this lady. I love ice cream. Whatever, we keep on going. We always express we love, 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 love. But then Prabhupada gave a very nice. He says, love can become all-embracing only when we understand that Krishna is the supreme beloved. He is the root of all creation. By embracing him, Prabhupada writes, we need to learn how to embrace Krishna. By embracing him, one successfully embraces everyone and everything. As pouring water on the root of a tree successfully nourishes every leaf and branch. Srila Prabhupada, this connection was so appealing to me. You know, I was reading. It's a simple English, simple, anybody can relate. But this was only Prabhupada's special gift to make us. Because we feel sometimes lonely. We feel like sometimes I need. It's all because we are lacking of Krishna. By getting married or by socializing, it will not fulfill. People are doing since time immemorial in this world. Club, nightclub, this club, that club, all this thing. Lions Club, we have in Alachua Lions Club, this. Like they're trying to gather and create something. It never satisfied. So then Prabhupada gives very secret to me. He says that driven by affection for his wife, family man works day and night. It's true. We see this. A philanthropist works in the same way for love of the greater family. A nationalist, Gandhi or whatever, Trump, whatever, whoever it is, for the cause of his country or countrymen. That force which drives the philanthropist, householder, and nationalist is called rasa. And we are talking about Krishna consciousness means bhakti rasa. But Prabhupada gives that what is rasa first. We can relate. That is called rasa. What driving us to be with some people or to eat something because I'm hungry? He says, there is a rasa connection. What is rasa? Then he gives that kind of a mellow. He said even his Guru Maharaj could not translate into English. Rasa is a difficult. So he used the word mellow. So then Prabhupada gives that in the material world, all the taste has a two problem. One problem is chapala sukha, he put this in the preface, and bhoga tega. If you are with someone for some time and then you feel like, so and so, the attraction is like not there. In the beginning, how you are excited to meet this person, this boy or this girl, you are so excited, or the new house, you are excited. After some time, it's like a stale, or disease comes or death comes, it disappoints you. Some or other, it changes. Whereas spiritual love, spiritual feeling, it's only increased, multiply every moment, and it grows forever, Mahaprabhu says. Anandam ambadi vardhanam pratipadam purna amrita ashadanam. And then Prabhupada also writes that this rasa in the material world is also chapala sukha. Means, say you like something. Okay, that's it. I want this man or this girl for whole life. After a little while, this person is sick. Now what do you do? Oh, you feel like burden. Take care. Service. Instead of relishing, you thought. So it gives like, I don't want it. Or is argumentative. You know, one outside karmi, Mataji said, a lady said, I said, oh, you love your dog so much. We were going on a job walk. She's like petting. He said, do you love my dog? I said, I see you love your dog a lot. So, yeah. I said, why? So then she said, it doesn't talk back like my ex-husband. I said, okay. So they feel what they tasted, they wanted. It changes. They become like, I don't want it. Bogo tego. They want it. And then they later on, I don't want it. This is material problem. But Krishna, whoever comes in contact with Krishna, they want more and more and more. And they never give up. So there is a fault, problem in the material happiness that this runs out and it's also disappoints us. So what should we look for? We should look for that embracing Krishna and serve Krishna. And Prabhupada gave a very scientific way in that preface and introduction, if you read in Nectar Devotion. And it convinced, at least I'm convinced. That's why I'm trying to, by you all mercy, I'm trying to advance so I can get that taste.
You said the reference for this love talk, that's the preface of Nectar of Devotion? Is that or
Bhakti preface, right? Yes, Nectar of Devotion preface.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you had also, I had another question, but, you know, so the answer to, my God, why we should not divert our attention to Ram worship is because if you want a love, I don't know if I should call it higher, but you know what I mean. If we want a higher love, let's say like Gopa Kumar, right? If we're engaged in Ram worship, then if our natural relationship is with, you know, Krishna, for example, or yeah, like that, then that Ram worship will not satisfy. So that's the reason that we should not be diverting our attention to Ram worship, because it'll create unnecessary delay.
Correct. And if you have a relationship with Ram, you will get fulfilled through Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You got so the then, point. Thank you.
So then if this was Prabhupada's thinking, then why in ISKCON do we have so many, you know, Ram, Sita Ram deities? Why is that there? He specifically said in that verse not to
catch the soul.
To catch a soul.
Yes.
Okay.
Some people will not even come if they don't see. In Jagannath Puri, they dress Jagannath in a Ganesh form once a year. Because one Ganesh Bhakta, he was so famous in South. He said that Brahman is only in this form. Just to satisfy him, Lord took the form of Ganesh. Just to attract him, to catch him. Because soul are lost actually.
Uh-huh.
The Lord is merciful, very merciful.
Yes. For me, that's always manifest in your classes, Prabhu. Your classes are really valuable. You also said that there are three ways to understand truth. One of them was through, observing the relationship or something like that of Krishna's bhaktas, right?
Yes. Tattvagata vichar, maybe you may not remember the Sanskrit, it's not difficult. Tattvagata vichar, consideration of tattva, means uh-huh. truth. But the truth that which exists by its own right, not relative truth of this world.
Yeah, absolute truth.
Absolute truth. Yes.
And so that's one. Another was
Lila Gata Vichar. Lila means exhibited. Krishna exhibited. So I give you a little funny story. Prabhupada was passing by. You know, in Vrindavan, there is one forest called Kammavan. When the gopis, Prabhupada narrated this story, Tripurari Maharaj remembers this. I even communicated with Maharaj through the Facebook message, and he was confirming, he was giving me many other interesting stories. He was with Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, nobody understands Krishna's supremacy. Krishna is such a eminent, lovable person, but because his nature, character is so attractive, but sometimes people, they think God should be like a peace, nothing moving. But Krishna is dynamic, so he was expressing. And then there was one Ram Bhakta was passing by, you know, they chant. And Prabhupada has a proper respect to all the devotees of all incarnation. Nothing wrong. But they should understand the supremacy of Krishna Bhakti. It's nothing wrong. So then what happened, Prabhupada went with his stick. You know, here he was carrying a stick sometime. So he went like this and he had a japamala. He said, Hare Krishna. And this Ram Bhakta says, Ram Ram. So then Prabhupada sat down there in a bench and he was narrating a story that this place where after Krishna left the Ras Lila, all the gopis are searching for him. And they're searching, then they found one set of footprint. So they knew it's Krishna. Then they saw two sets of footprint. They're thinking, oh my God, he did pick one girl. Who is that girl? None of this group knew Radharani at that time. Radharani's position was not established. So Krishna arranged this. It looks like it was not arranged by Krishna. No, Krishna arranged this. But the way he does it, it seems like he is not aware. This is the beauty of Krishna Lila, but he is the one who arranged it. So then Radha and Krishna sat down quietly and just to look at each other. This is the first Ras Lila in Sarat Purnima, where 16,000 groups, they have their own idea. Can you imagine 16,000 groups? They have their own idea about loving Krishna. And Krishna is going to establish today the superiority of Radharani's position. So this whole Leela took place. Anyway, just to come back to that point, when finally Radharani said, before Radharani told him that I cannot walk, you have to carry me. So they sat down on a little bench. And Lord Ramchandra just appeared there with all the puja paraphernalia and started worshipping Radha Krishna. Now who will understand this? That Lord Ram worshipped Radha Krishna. This is confidential. This is only we, Gauriya, understand. But we're not going to be judgmental. We have to be very careful, be respectful all. But if we can build affection with other group, then we bring them to understand Krishna's position. It is necessary that every Vaishnava, every follower of all incarnations should understand Krishna's position. Because he is the origin of all, or whoever they worship. They will find that affection object in him, in Krishna.
So this second way of understanding truth is by understanding the lessons behind the leelas.
Yes. This is the leela, first time I mentioned you, that even Ram worship Radha Krishna. So now you see, this is a logic, you know. Leela means we use a logic. Now you see who is who.
And then the third way was how?
Rasagata. Rasagata vichar, that taste, by experiencing the taste, that when you think that you are devotee of Narayan, you are Garuda Pandit. He also, Garuda, the carrier of Narayan, also joined in Mahaprabhu's movement. His name is Garuda Pandit. So,
wait.
Was very funny. One time, Purandar Pandit also was there. He was Angada, is another bhakta. He was well known by a very famous scholar. Now, in America, I don't know, even though I've been most of my life in America, but in India, the scholar is like a serious look, you know, like a scientist look. They're like serious. They don't smile easily, or I don't know. I'm just not saying it's true. But they think when somebody is very philosophically inclined, he's like a very serious face.
Yeah.
Serious face. He does not joke. He does not like joking or humors or anything. He just like always serious, whatever. So Purandar Pandit was like this. He was so serious in scholar. He's a scholar Pandit. He's got the title Pandit. Then all of a sudden, Nityananda Prabhu, he was passing by with his devotee. Now, Nityananda Prabhu is Lakshman in Ram Leela. So all of a sudden, Purandar Pandit, he's so serious, and everybody respects him in the village. Whenever Purandar Pandit walked by, everybody pays obeisances. Oh, he's a big scholar, you know, scientist, philosopher, very high. All of a sudden, he gave up all his books and everything. He started like itching in his body like a monkey. And he started climbing the branches and sound making. The villager started thinking, this is Purandar Pandit. How can he do this? I thought he's like a serious scholar. He cannot, should not act like an ordinary man, ordinary, you know, some funny people. Because he could not stop. Nityananda Prabhu ignited his origin, Angada, you know, monkey, Bali's son. So then time, all the villager was confused. And he started dancing like a wild dancer and chanting, singing. And he's rolling on the ground. And everybody was shocked. Wow. What happened to this big scholar? He became like a crying for God. So they understood Nityananda Prabhu is causing all this. So in experience, through experience, taste, they see Krishna's supremacy, Krishna's holy name, Krishna's name is so superior than any other experience they had.
So
they come from a difference. Their Ishtadev is Ram, their Ishtadev is like Garuda Pandit did the same thing. Garuda, can you imagine? He forgot about Ram. He's crying for Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and Krishna. By the experience, we see that actually they are proving that Krishna's supremacy, superiority.
So so I would say then the third one is
the
experience of your own rasa. Is
increased.
Well, it's a kind of experience of truth by your own, to as an understanding of truth that's yielded by your own personal experience, kind of, something like that.
Yes. You still have a connection with the old Ishtadev, but you're experiencing very mystical, like Jagai Madai. You know Jagai Madai?
Yeah.
They are Narayan Bhakta. They are in Vaikuntha. They Joy and Vijay. They came down. But they were completely drowned into ecstasy of Radha Krishna's in holy name in Sivas Thakur house every night after they got delivered. So from the experience we see that even other incarnations, they also can participate by the mercy of Mahaprabhu. This is the Mahaprabhu's movement. We should invite the whole world to take participate, whether they're Christian, Buddhist, doesn't matter. Just come and participate. By the way, I just let you know, in Japan, my friend, Bhaktisagar Maharaj, he was in Japan, he could visit there. They have a 40,000 people chant Hare Krishna in the monastery, Buddhist monastery. 40,000 people. They are not involved with any movement. Nobody knows how they are introduced. One of Prabhupada's disciples somewhere introduced and it spread it amongst the monks and Buddhist followers. Now 40,000 people every day, they chant morning and evening Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So it's spreading. By Prabhupada's mercy, it's spreading. Whether we take part in it or we'll miss it. So don't miss it. Be part of it and take the credit. Prabhupada said that. Take the credit. Take the credit. Do not go away. Don't miss it. So I don't want to miss it. I want to take the credit of be part of ISKCON and Hare Krishna movement.
So just to be very clear, that last way of understanding truth is through experience of one's own rasa. Would you
yes.
put it like that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I know I've been talking to you forever, and I do have two more questions, but I don't know what the moderators or your timing is saying, what kind of allowance I'm going to get. So I'm asking permission if there is time. I don't know.
It's up to the host.
Yeah, what does the host say? What should we do?
I think, Mataji, you can continue. One more question.
Oh, okay. Then, thank you, Mataji. You were saying that to equate... I think you were saying that to equate Krishna's various expansions is an offense. You know, to say, for example, that Krishna is non-different from, you know, Lord Ram or Matsya or any of his, you know, expansions like that is an offense. I can understand, you know, if a person says, if we call it a misconception, you know, or not complete understanding, but why is it, you know, because offense seems like a heavy word. Why is it, like, offensive?
Because they create separatism, groupism, and they do not understand the tattva-gata vichar. So what happened, they are rejecting other form of the Lord, as if is not their cup of tea or something. It's not proper, it's not bona fide, and they will go and criticizing the other form of the Lord. It's actually hurting Lord Krishna and our bhakti.
No, but they're equating. So that sounds more inclusive, not separatist. You know,
that's our idea. That our Prabhupada is giving that idea how Jaydev Goswami, you probably heard Jaydev Goswami's song of the Dasavatar Stotram, Pralaya Payadi Jale Dita Banasi Vedam, Vihita Vayetra Charitra Mokhedam, Kesavadrita Minasarira. He always say Kesavadrita. It is Krishna who took the form of fish. Krishna who took the form of tortoise. It's Krishna who took the form of Parashuram. Krishna who took the form of Ram. That is perfect vision.
Right. So if a person says, so then what is the offense? If a person says what?
Like, person say, oh, we worship Nrisimhadev. We don't worship Krishna. He said, Krishna, Ganesh. This is the two groups. Like for an example, Okay. Those who are non-Vaishnava, they are thinking that Ganesh, Shiva, Krishna, they are all same. That is offense, definitely. And they should be corrected. Otherwise, they will actually suffer for it. Because the second offense, if you remember in Dasanam Aparad, Brahma, Shiva, to consider them to be equal or independent. Two offense within that one offense. They are not equal, nor they are independent. So both has to be understood. At the same time, with Krishna conception and other Vaishnavas, when they see the separatism, that they worship, say, for an example, if I worship Sitaram, and I think that Radha Krishna should not be allowed here. Krishna, Ram is the origin of all. Now, where in the scriptures that Ram is the origin of all written? Now, somewhere you'll find similar pattern, but if you know the truth, like for an example, Ramanujacharya, when Jagannath revealed to him that go to Navadvip and worship my form, Gauranga. Now, Ramanujacharya is the founder Acharya of that Sampradaya. He went through all the scriptures, but he could not find the name of Gauranga. He was overwhelmed. Finally, the Lord has to reveal. And then he went to Navadvip and he sat down for meditation and the Lord appeared. In Jayadev Goswami's case also, Lord appeared. Not everybody knows this secret of Mahaprabhu's incarnation or Krishna's supremacy. Not everybody knows. Not all Vaishnava knows. Hanumanji has no offense. Hanumanji understood. That's why he quoted that verse. Srinate janukinate avayastu paramatmani. He said all the incarnation are equal, same God, but my Ram is my Ram. That is good mood. That is good
mood.
But then same Hanuman, when he came as a Murari Gupta, he also enjoyed Radha Krishna. No harm. But if that proper understanding is not there, then it's offensive.
Yeah, if you want to say that one incarnation is better than the other, that's the offense.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, we have to remember, we are not saying that Krishna is better than the other, his incarnation. We are saying they're all same, Krishna, but as per Rasa, transcendental mellow, he exceed all.
Yes.
As per transcendental realization, they are all equal. Can you see the difference between these two lines?
Yes.
Transcendental realization, all the incarnations are same. No difference.
Yeah, that's tattva versus rasa.
Transcendental rasa. Past difference. Past.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think like 80 years old lady, just imagine what happened to Kamsa's mother. She was 80 years old lady. She saw Krishna 16 years. She's in love. She said, I want to marry him. And everybody put hand on her hand. What are you talking about? This is so beautiful. So now if it would happen to Ram's Leela, it would be a big scandal. But Krishna Leela accommodate this because Krishna is unparalleled beauty. He exhibits this rasa. And it's nothing wrong for Kamsa's mother to think like this, Ugrasen's wife to think like this. In a relation, it is a grandson, but still she can realize that, oh, I wish I could marry some life him. He's the perfect husband. Now you think like 16 years and 80 years, what kind of, this is terrible. No, it is not terrible. In Rasa Gata Vichar, it is not terrible at all. She can think, Even Devaki, she's a mother. But when she saw Krishna with Mother Yashoda, she could not hold it. He said, how is that? It's my son, but he's so beautiful with this lady. She's not considering Yashoda as the mother because she thinks she's the mother. In the ultimate culmination, one time she was crying and crying, and Krishna knew it. Krishna appeared there. So where is mother? Said, oh, she's in her room. Said, no, I want to see her. She doesn't want to come out. Why? Because she's crying for hours and hours. Krishna says, mother, what is the matter? Why are you crying? She said, I am just overwhelmed. Many times I think your relationship with Yashoda, oh, it was so beautiful. I cannot imagine. I wish I could ever see you again in that form. Oh, that's all. Why didn't you ask me? I could show you. You can say, sure. So Krishna display Mother Yashoda with him. And guess what she did? Instead of breastfeeding like a mother, she forgot about this. Krishna's beauty with Yashoda so superior, she paid obeisances. Now, if mother pay obeisances to a child, why mother would pay obeisances to a child? Can you imagine why? It's an object of worship, not object of affection. So even Devaki, she worshipped Yashoda's Krishna. It's interesting. This rasa is very difficult. It's like unlimited relationship Krishna has with everyone in a very particular, peculiar way.
Even Devaki.
Yes?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that she paid her obeisances showed that her rasa was not of that intimate nature like Yashoda's.
Correct. Very good. Very good. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that will be eternally there. So we should be hungry and greedy to discover our relationship with Krishna.
Yeah.
Not artificially, but genuinely, sincerely. Because in Vrindavan and Navodaya Mayapur, I heard there is some imitationist propaganda, you know, canvassing to attract people, that they can tell you who you are. And Prabhupada never liked that.
Yeah, yeah. That term that you use, something, rasa, vichar, what was that?
Vichar means consideration, judging or discriminating, you would say.
Uh-huh. Something rasa, you said three words.
Rasa gata.
Rasa gata.
Rasa gata vichar.
So those three together, they mean what?
Those three together, you can understand Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, difficult.
That sounds like understanding your own rasa. Rasa, gata, vichara.
Yes,
sounds
yes, like... yes. Like you hear the story like Radharani suffer due to the Jotila. No, it's not a suffering. It's not a suffering of this world. It is Krishna and Radha Krishna created this opposition to tighten there. You know, when the demand is there, price value of meeting goes up. When the opposition is there, then the real examination begins.
Yes, yes.
Jatila, Krishna himself shown his form to Jatila. It was so attractive that she could not even hold it. She said, impossible, somebody so beautiful. And she completely throw herself to grab Krishna, to have Krishna as her own lover. And then everybody said, what are you thinking? Are you crazy? You are old lady. And then she's thinking, oh my God, what will happen to all the young girls? So she went again canvassing. Nobody should see this black person. She started committing so many ugly words. Why? Because she's scared that the whole world will drown in his love. It's fact. So she went against, not that she went against, Krishna created this just to create a more intense of his relishment. It's all tasting. That's all. Experiencing
Well, I'm sorry that we're supposed to end now, but I'm trying to obey orders.
Thank you so much for a wonderful question.
Thank you so much for your wonderful answers, Prabhu. Your classes are really life.
Yes. Thank you, Mata.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Because of you have always questions, and then we can also go hear from Prabhuji. So beautiful. Yeah, we never like to end the class, but yeah. I know,
people have to get on with their lives.
Yes.
It's almost 2 hours.
Yes. And thank you so much. Yes, Prabhuji, thank you so much. Any questions from other devotees? I don't know if anybody has any comment, anything for Prabhuji. And Prabhuji, what till 41 you read today? Or till what? Which
I read up to... Yes, 45.
Okay, 45. Okay, Prabhuji.
Because that's a different story beginning, Murari Gupta's.
Okay. Is there any comment or question for Prabhuji?
Thank you, Prabhuji. Kotidanvat Pranam, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your deep, deep devotional association. Koti Kotidanvat Pranam.
Thank you, Mata. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yes, Prabhuji, we can end the call. Let us pay
our respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who can fulfill the desire of everyone just like desire tree, who are full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Pancha kalpatra vishya, vipasita vaivacha, padhitanam
pavanevacha.
Santari Vaishnavinda ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your association in the call. Okay.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.